Hello, it's Jeff.
Hi, this is Caleb Payne on the customer service line. You called our number.
Yeah, so I got a notification from my bank that a charge was declined for suspect of fraud. And I know I've signed up for some services recently, so I want to confirm who you are and whether I'll approve that or not.
Okay, so can I get your zip code, please?
98377.
Can I get your first and last name and your address, please?
So my dilemma is, I don't know if you guys are legit or if you're a bunch of scammers posing as legitimate, so I'm reluctant to give you information.
So we're
Can you look me up by the phone number I just provided?
Yes, I have an account, but I cannot give out any information. You have to give me your address for verification. But I do work as a third-party company, so when you called your bank, you called us because of the transaction that you on your account. And so when you called us, we're calling you back to see. And I found an account, but I want to verify to make sure that it's you.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll give you the address. It's 11312.
Yes, I see that. I have your account pulled up. So
yep.
You talking about the 6732 on your account?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So hold on. Give me just a minute, sir. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Are you still there?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So when you did the survey, when you entered the entry fee, so you paid $7.95 for the tactical bag. That was what you got. It was shipped to you. And when you did that, you were automatically enrolled into our, you were selected, and this is a welcoming gift for our joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you will receive a $125 gift card. And then after that, within 48 hours.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize I signed up for a service. You guys hid all that information from me, so I'm not going to accept those charges. I think it's pretty skeezy that you guys did that.
So it wasn't us. It was the account. It was the company. And on their website, it does have the terms and conditions. But I do understand
sure.
How you feel.
How many times do you read 10 pages of confirm and sign? So, yeah, it's a scam. And if you're saying you don't work for those guys, well, your company is working with a bunch of scammers. So you should consider the job that you're doing and whether or not there's a better position for you somewhere else. So thanks for your time and attention. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Sidney.